Down by the sea are two little cottages side by side, and in each cottage a young girl lived. They were best friends, and one of the things they loved to do most of all was to go out on the beach after a storm, because after the storm the sea will wash up useful things, beautiful things, precious things, strange things, and they loved to collect those things and put them in their houses. One day after a big storm, the two girls went down to the beach. They searched and searched, but to their surprise, there was nothing special, just a few shells and bits of seaweed and stones. But still they searched until the sun started to go down, and then they realised that they should start going home. It was getting dark. And as they were about to leave the beach, they heard a voice, and the voice said, "Help me." They looked to the right, but there was no one there. They looked to the left, but there was no one there. "Help me." They stared towards the sea, but they didn't seem to be coming from the water. "Help me." They turned round. It was coming from behind them. It was coming from the top of a big rock in the middle of the beach. They clambered to the top of the rock. They looked down, and there, stranded on top of the rock, they saw a mermaid. And the mermaid said, "Girls, I have been washed up here by a big wave. I need your help to get back to the sea." One of them picked her up underneath her shoulders. The other picked up her long, slippery fish's tail, and they carried her into the water. They held her underneath the water, and slowly the mermaid began to revive, and then she slipped from the girl's arms and swam out to sea, and from the dark they heard the mermaid's voice, and she said, "Girls, you saved my life. Now I will give you each a gift. You will find your gift from when you walk from the sea to the land. But remember, do not look inside your gift until you get home." The mermaid disappeared, the two girls turned, and as they walked from sea to land, they each kicked something hard and heavy. They looked down and it was a big shell. The first girl could feel there was something inside. She pushed her hand inside and pulled and pulled. And out of the shell, down on her feet, fell wet mud, rotten seaweed, and sand. And that was all. She went home with her empty shell. The other girl, she remembered what the mermaid had said, and she waited until she got home. She went inside. There was no one in the house yet. She lit the fire. The house began to warm up, and in the light of the fire, she saw her shell on the kitchen table. She picked it up. And she could feel that there was something heavy inside. She pushed her hand in through the gap. She could feel something. She pulled and pulled, and out of that shell, down onto the table, fell 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pieces of gold. The next morning, she took one of those pieces of gold and she went to the market. And she bought some things that she couldn't afford to buy before. She brought them back, looking forward to treating her family with these things that she'd bought. When she unpacked the shopping and put it on the kitchen table, she glanced over to the shelf above the fire where she'd left the golden coins. And do you know how many were there? There were 7. She'd spent 1. When she came back, there were still 7. Next market day, she took more bags and she bought more things. She spent 2 gold coins. When she came back, she put the things on the table, looked up on the shelf above the fire, and there they were once more, 7 golden coins. You see, it doesn't matter how much she spends. When she comes back, there are always 7 coins. Now, this story is not a new story. It's an old story. So the young girl in this story is no longer a young girl. She's an old, old lady. And sometimes she sits in her house and invites friends for tea. And sometimes she walks down on the shore like she did when she was a child. And sometimes she goes to see her friend in the village. And sometimes she works in her garden. But it doesn't matter where she goes or how much money she spends, because every time she comes back, there are always 7 golden coins glinting, shining, and waiting for her when she gets back.